Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The good shepherd has risen. He who laid down his life for his sheep and willingly died for his flock is risen indeed. Alleluia. After listening to today's gospel, I can't get that song out of my head. First published in 1927 in the paperback hymnal, Spirituals Triumphant Old and New. You've probably heard it before. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Perhaps that song was inspired by what Jesus says today in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 28. No one can take my sheep out of my hand. In verse 12 of chapter 10 of St. John's Gospel, Jesus says that when a hired man watches the sheep, as soon as he sees a wolf coming, he runs away and allows the wolf to snatch the sheep. But Jesus, the good shepherd, says, I take good care of my sheep so that no wolf or devil can snatch them out of my hand. The Revised Standard Version of the Bible makes this crystal clear by using the same translation of the Greek verb in both verses 12 and in verse 28. The wolf snatches the sheep from the bad shepherd, but Jesus is the good shepherd, and no one shall snatch them out of his hand. Did you know that Jesus is actually quoting from several passages in the Old Testament? He's quoting almost directly Isaiah 43:13, which says, from eternity to eternity I am God, and no one can deliver you from my hand. He's certainly quoting Deuteronomy 32:39, which says, it is I who bring forth death and life, I who inflict wounds and heal them, and from my hand there is no rescue. Perhaps Jesus had in mind Wisdom 3, verse 1, the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. My favorite, though, is Isaiah 49, verse 16. Upon the palms of my hands, I have written your name. Isn't that beautiful? God has written our names on the palms of his hands. What a tattoo. Your name is tattooed on the palm of God's hands. The souls of the just, not the souls of the wicked, but the souls of the just are in God's hands. No torment shall touch them. If we hear the voice of the good shepherd and follow Jesus, no one can snatch us out of his hand. In modern language, Jesus says, I've got your back. Don't be afraid. You're in the palm of my hand. Talk about security and safety in the hands of Jesus. I sound like an investment company, don't I? Your money is safe with us, right? We call our investments securities. Isn't that strange? My money might not be safe and secure, but I am absolutely safe and secure in the hands of Jesus, my good shepherd. Now, unfortunately, some Christians use this passage, no one shall snatch them out of my hands, to argue that once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then nothing can take you out of our Lord's hand. They claim, once saved, always saved. But that's not true, is it? There actually is something that can snatch you out of the hands of the good shepherd. Do you know what it is? you. By your own free will, you can take yourself out of the hands of Jesus. But that's it, nothing else. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor principalities, neither the present nor the future nor powers, neither height nor depth nor any other creature will be able to snatch you out of the Lord's hand. Except ourselves. By our own free will. So to review, if we die in God's favor and friendship, nothing will take us from his hands for all eternity. Once we are in heaven, God willing, once we're in heaven in the sheepfold, nothing can snatch us out of heaven. We will have eternal life and shall never perish. While on earth, nothing outside of ourselves will be able to snatch us from God's hands. No wolf or devil, no angel or principality, no trial or persecution will be able to snatch us from God's hands. While on earth, the only thing that can take us out of the hands of Jesus is ourselves. By our own free decision, we can choose to leave his safe and secure hands. Jesus says, I will not reject anyone who comes to me, but we don't have to come to him. And just because we came to him in the past and just because we're in his hands now doesn't mean we have to stay there in the future. You've heard the expression, I'm my own worst enemy. That's really true, isn't it? I'm my own worst enemy. I'm the only one who can freely walk right out of God's hands. And so the saints teach us to pray for the grace of final perseverance. The grace of final perseverance. To survive, we pray for the grace to survive the time of great distress, to be faithful to the very end of our life. When Paul and Barnabas got into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, they urged the congregation to remain faithful to the grace of God. Just because they had been faithful to the grace of God up until that point doesn't mean that they had to be faithful to the grace of God in the future. They urge them, remain faithful to the grace of God. And I urge you on this Sabbath day to do the same. Remain faithful to the grace of God so that nothing will snatch you from his hands.